We can start with our pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the verb received by some longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Here.
Booker?
Here.
Catalano? Keeler? Lamy?
Here.
Lexstein?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's here. All right, first up, we'll start with remarks from the audience. If there's anybody in the audience who'd like to address the governing body, just please state your name and your address, and then you've got the floor. Is there anybody who can hear you? Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stand here.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Okay. I used to be a podium. 6 Peninsula Avenue, Pam Ross. I've been complaining, and I looked, it was last year, 624, sent an email. The Seabright Beach Club between the hours of 4:50 to 5:10. There's 3 container pickups and extremely loud kabooms. And it's between that time. So I think that that's, and it's actually, you know, wakes you up out of bed. That's how loud it is. And it's continuing again this year. So this Monday, it hasn't gotten any better. It was at 4:10 in the morning, and that's really early. And last time my tenant was complaining to me, and it wakes me up too, so I don't even know what it's doing to the people right across from it. So I wanted to see how that can be addressed, because we sleep.
Yeah, I think it has been. I know I spoke to the chief today, and
yeah, correct. So the company that has been emptying that particular dumpster at Seabright, they have been issued a summons. We gave them a warning. Summons were issued, so if they don't comply with this, keep issuing more summonses to them. I know we've had some issues with the private property ones, the ones that the borough has actually used. So we'll just keep issuing summons, just keep calling.
You know what happens?
They go to court.
So at least it's being pursued. That's all I wanted
correct
to know what the status was. I definitely have sleep deprivation. Thank you.
Yeah, and we do understand that.
I didn't even have the 5:30, you know?
And I believe Roger or her attorney, do you want to comment on this also?
Mayor, I'm still now. The audio was off for a while, so I wasn't able to catch that note.
Okay, Pam Ross said she has a complaint regarding the early dumpster pickups over at the Seabright Beach Club, and I don't know if you have something to add to that also. I know the chief issued a summons, and they've been spoken with, so.
Well, I mean, a summons is pretty much what we could do at that point. I did look at the one thing I thought we could add to the ordinance on the solid waste collection code is we don't actually have on the commercial collections a starting time. And I suggested to Mr. Green to take a look at perhaps adding that to the code so that we have something extra with a bit of a punch on the commercial collection side.
Some happy medium, but I understand why they're coming through town that early because they are everywhere. Just getting out of here for them is not one of the easiest things to do. I don't want to start issuing all the garbage trucks as many tickets as possible. I want the garbage out of here because you guys know how
sure
much it's done. Yeah, I can tell you the dumpster smell it right now. It's horrific.
Okay.
the town to know the letter. I believe you all got an email copy of it. Other future EMS will no longer respond to Seabright EMS calls. Please take us off your mark. There is a mass casualty. We will respond. Otherwise, they need to get a squad of their own. And what has led to this has been the eight calls in the middle of the night in July. I happen to be on every single one. And there are 211, 305, 240, 208, 118, 221. And we understand that there are EMTs and an ambulance in the building next door while we're coming over here to take care of these calls. These calls, it may not be right, but I may not get out of bed for an intoxicated person. But these calls were cardiac, seizure, unconscious, and overdose, to name just a few. So we just wanted out there on public record, if you look at the 11th edition of Emergency Care by Limmer and O'Keefe, there is a duty to act. And you have an ambulance and you have EMTs. It may fall under a category of negligence or failure to act. So we just want it out there in the public that this is the stand we've taken until you can solve the problem next door.
Yeah, we're aware of it. We've received a letter already, so we're aware of that. Yeah, and I'm not aware of having an EMT on hand when they're not responding to a call. But I know most of the calls are responding to in the borough. And if you don't have an EMT, you don't have an option. But that's my understanding.
So maybe if there's a problem, you could bring it to our attention before it gets to this point.
Well, it kind of happened fast when we realized that you had eight calls in the month, and they're all on the weekend. So that's why we acted as fast as we could. And we let all of you know, and we let...
When it's over, when it does.
Well, we found out we got a letter.
Yeah, that's it. When we did our stats at the end of the month, we went, oh my gosh, there's a problem here. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Would anyone else
be here? John Quartz, 24 Longview. My problem is nothing compared to that. I spoke with a couple of you guys about the plastic ordinance, and I don't think we should be waiting for the state. We should be leaders. We had the green team. We made a big deal out of it, and we had a lot of restaurants that are basically thumbs up at us and continuing to use plastic. And if we make the ordinances, we should enforce them. We shouldn't have people decide whether they're going to enforce them or not. If the restaurants are making enough money right now in this town that they should do like Woody's and use paper. You know, he started before the ordinance, did the right thing. You know, if we live at the beach, we should protect our beach.
Yeah, we fought many and argued that. I was aware of that.
The last two things, I want to know what's going on with the old Borough Hall and the Hatter, if you have any.
Yeah, I mean, the old Borough Hall is, we're going to have it as a community building. John has been working on some options there. We've discussed them many times, so it's a work in progress. Aside from having a historical committee that right now, we're going to convert it over to something for the children. John, you want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. We did an evaluation of what it needs, right? There's a lot of maintenance that has to happen, so I reviewed with Joe what we need. Some lighting, so that's the first part. Hopefully this week we did address the lighting in the old council chambers, which the seniors are using. But I do have some ideas. We're going to meet tomorrow night, PR group, and talk about what some things that I would like to consider here with the youth in the community, not necessarily a Seabright, because we know we have a small group. But what can we make available? And in the first place, we need to restore, right? So there's still boxes in the gym. I did a full inventory of everything that has to happen, and now we're chip away. It's a little cumbersome now with the COVID concern, right? Do we want to bring people in that group? But let's get it working, and then we'll put it back into service when it's appropriate.
There was one other thing before I got off council. We talked about you guys seeing the vouchers before the meeting. Did that happen? Are you getting the vouchers that you need to sign?
We need the vouchers without getting the packets.
You know, because if you get them at the meeting, you have much time to vote. Like, I know this is two fiascos on here. You were using one company to do. It wouldn't consolidate into one company, And there are things on here that you don't want to wait till the meeting to go through them, because it's not like these guys in charge of the committee and talk about getting them a week ahead of time, so you guys could actually look at them, that rubber stamp on the bills.
And that's the other question we get asked for that matter. So that's, yeah. They were placed on the abandoned properties list, and that process is along the way. I don't know if Roger was still here for that, right? The attorney, you could have more for an update, but essentially that was the route we took, where they're placed on the abandoned properties list, which, you know, takes some time, but it's midstream right now.
And what happens after that?
Is Roger there?
Roger Mears?
We either need it, Roger.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Mayor, we are following the processes. We need to get it. We moved on to the next phase. It was placed on the abandoned properties list. The owners appealed that decision. A hearing was conducted by a code enforcement officer. Code enforcement officer rejected that appeal. We then had to wait for I believe it was 40 days for the applicant to appeal that decision. They did not do so. And a couple weeks ago, we took the next step, which was filing an action in the Superior Court, looking to obtain control of the property so that the project could be finished or the property could be otherwise redeveloped. So that was filed in the Superior Court, and it has been served on the Keller Management Company. It is in the process of being served on all the other defendants. All the other defendants are the companies that own or that have hold liens on the property. As the council knows, there are judgments that have been entered. There are construction liens that have been filed by various contractors. There's a mortgage held by the economic development authority. So all those entities will be served with that complaint. Everybody then has 35 days to respond, and then we'll be moving before the Superior Court for an order to take control of the property so it can be redeveloped.
All right, thanks,
Roger.
Thank you. All right,
any more stuff you heard tonight? Chief. Yeah, I just wanted to publicly thank Erwin Buehler and Tradewinds Condo, Tradewinds Housing Association, on Tradewinds Lane. They gave us a very generous donation, which we appreciate. We bought some equipment that we needed, stuff that we wanted, stuff that isn't normally in our budget, but I just wanted to thank him again and everybody on Tradewinds Lane. We appreciate it. And I just want to publicly acknowledge to everybody that the equipment that we have that we're getting through the donation is something that well needed. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for everyone. All right, is there anybody else to speak to? Okay. We move on to, my next up is a letter of commendation for Ava Patton. She's a recent graduate from Maple Place. So I just wanted to ask her, invite her in here and say just to wish her well and to congratulate her. So don't mind walking up. Seabright, I congratulate you on your recent academic achievements. Graduating in June as valedictorian of the 8th grade class at the Maple Place Middle School in Oceanport and being accepted for the September freshman class at the very competitive Ally Academy of Health and Science. 74 classmates at the middle school and included co-applicants to the Ally Academy. Such success reflects well on your skills, priorities, and inner values. Self-discipline, self-confidence, healthy competitiveness, genuine inclusiveness, and fortitude. These qualities and attributes will continue to assist you in determining and reaching your goals in life. Your success also reflects well on your family. Best wishes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mrs.
Patton, on behalf of the Borough council. Congratulations on a recent academic accomplishment for your daughter, Ava. Graduating in June as valedictorian of our 8th grade class at the Maple Cliffs Middle School in Oceanport and being accepted for the September freshman class at the Highly Competitive Allied Academy of Health and Science Institute. Her success is a tribute to your parents. You consciously and subconsciously created and maintained a home and family environment which identified and supported the traditional and very positive values of our society and our country. Within such homes and families, children develop the skills and maturity necessary to successfully pursue their dreams and their goals. Congratulations.
Yes.
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 Yeah. being more accessible.
That's actually correct.
That's Center Beach.
Yeah.
So corrections to that bond ordinance, it should not say ADA accessible in that title, because we are obligated to be one ADA accessible viewing platform on the five, I believe, that we're going to put in, and the one we put in down at Osborne, which fulfills that need, so the rest of them can be standard steps. So
that is correct.
Osborne is the only place that we have the space to actually put the ramp in. All the other streets do not have that room to do so. So I just want to make sure we corrected that in the notes.
All right, so we've put a motion to open a public hearing. Would anybody in the public heard on this one?
I have a question. We spent $48,000 on the other one. Why are these $60,000? And the other one was ADA.
These are the engineering estimates, Mr. Schwartz.
Yeah, they haven't gone to bid. It's just the estimated cost for the engineers.
The other thing, if you, I visited the other one, I recommend that we use plastic railings, not wood railings. They last a lot longer. They use the tracks deck, but they didn't put wood railings, you know. And
so what's the engineer? And
stainless bolts, things. You know I'm against having, but I know I'm not going that bad.
That's also
but at least make them last.
Plastic is also better as far as splinters. Wood's out there for.
What's that?
I say that your idea for plastic is better also if you got the splinters. The wood's out there and dries out.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
well,
you heard this one? Would anyone like to make a motion to close the public hearing on bond 14.21?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Burwell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Gillard?
Yes.
Lamy?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right, would anyone like to make a motion to adopt bond ordinance 14.21?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Councilmember Burwell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Gillard?
Yes.
Lamy?
Yes.
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 All right, ordinance 14.21 has been adopted. Now we're on to new business. First up is the voucher in the amount of $854,406.80. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the voucher list?
Second.
Councilmember Burwell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Gillard?
Yes.
Lamy?
Yes.
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 All right, voucher list has been approved. Now we are on to the monthly mayor and council committee comments. I guess to start, does anybody in council would like to
Mayor, I would like to
from
the PR team, and I apologize, I'm going to speak not to the mess. Okay, so right now there are some projects that are coming finally. We've been talked about a long time. I was able to follow up on a couple of them, but one of them is that we just received notice that crosswalk improvement review is going to be done between the Rumson Bridge and the North Beach at the mid-block section. So they'll be looking at that and then coming back with recommendations how to improve that. They gave us each block and lot where they're going to be. I requested some ideas on the public Facebook page, the PR page. We have two kiosks. There's one on the beach and there's one at the Old Borough Hall. And I did get a couple of responses. Tomorrow night, the PR committee at the council level will meet. I'll review them with them, and then we'll see how we can make use of them. We've got some good ideas. Maybe kids have art they want to display in one of them. The maps that were in there are outdated. The businesses that are on those maps may no longer exist. We're trying to find out how we rejuvenate that and get the new people on. And I'm talking to the business as well, if they want to participate. Kevin and I worked with Frank Lawrence to establish a shared drive for tracking all of our tasks. So every meeting, somebody throws, call it a grenade or whatever, and we talk about it, and we may not always remember to put it back on. So we now have a place that we can look. It just was released to the council. We'll have to learn how to use it and see how we prioritize it. We'll have to put some rules in of how does something get priority over items based on what they cost, based on how complex they are, how long they take. So I'm hopeful that that'll keep us focused and we can keep a running list. There is, should be on the website right now, special events. We had the United First Methodist Church is doing worship services at the beach Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday until September 12th, between 6:30 and 8:30. The Recreation Department has a concert coming August 31st between 6 and 8. There's going to be a film shoot on East Church Street August 24th and 25th in late, between 8 p.m. and 7 a.m.
I'll get too excited. It's a student film.
And Tigger House Beach Volleyball Student Alliance is going to celebrate their summer here on August 19th and September 2nd, 3 to 5. There's a lot more that is still under review for some fireworks. Skin Bash will be presenting and probably be approved through. There's some weddings. The church is looking to have a festival, yoga at the basketball pad, and a group wants to do some self-defense classes at the basketball court. So look on the website, you'll see the details of what's there. I talked to Joe during the week. When I walked the town after it rains, we have a lot of puddling, ponding they call it, right? I talked to the DOT representative, and what he told me is they are coming. He hasn't given me a date yet, but they're going to be remilling and repaving from Center Street north. So that'll take care of those areas. I've asked them to give me some confirmation that we repaved them a couple of years ago. Why didn't we get it right that time? How do we know we'll get it right this time? So I'll be watching for that, and he's going to put the project manager in touch with us to make sure we know what's going on. As I mentioned, tomorrow night, Mark and Sam and I will have a meeting and we'll go over public relations activities. And then we'll circle back with the community group, because there's two groups. One is community members, one is council members. I'm working to determine how we could, we talked about this earlier, reestablish the former borough hall for the community. So I am concerned about how many people we can have visit, but we're not ready anyway. So the seniors are using it. I want to thank Public Works. Every time I ask them to get me a light bulb or fix something that's leaking, they run right over. I don't want them to do that. I want them to prioritize it. But I'm sure the seniors, if they're in the light, they'll have a better meeting coming up tomorrow night. So they're the only ones really using it. We do have lighting issues, as I mentioned, John. There's storage there upstairs that we don't really go up there, but there's no lights up there. And I've made a list of all the things that I think need attendance, including the facade. Right, we redid it a couple of years ago and painted it, but it doesn't look good right now. So I want to see how we can address that, and I'll present it with and get with Joe on that. And I just want to say Public Works, very responsive. They're lean and mean. There's only a couple of guys here that are doing all the activity, whatever we lean on them for. Some of it's now, and some of it's planned, right? I appreciate, Sean, Randy, Dave, and Joe, really jump on things when we need them. And what I've offered to them is anything I could do to help, I'll be more than willing to jump in there and help out. I have a few skills, but so far they're afraid of me, I think. That's it.
Thanks for the update. Anyone from council?
Just for an update on the court. They finished the facility, building where it's done, but they are still working out a security program. So it's still on the court and no actual live court session. And they found that people coming in and the attorneys writing for them rather than show up as person, because they can handle more cases without driving all over the state. So I don't know if that's going to become a permanent thing. Right now, the court is there, it's open, you have to bring a bus in and come to let you in. But the facility is up and running, so they meet two times a month right now. They run about down the pass, so Sean is working on getting one additional bike rack to start putting across the street on the west side. That's fine.
Thanks, Jack.
I just want to say thanks to the DPW for doing a great job keeping the town clean. A lot to keep up with. I mean, we've got a lot of people in and out. Not as many as last year, but it's still lots to keep up with in regards to the new stuff that we should have hit to. Remember, you bring it on, take it on. That's it.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, pretty simple. You know, like I said, I hate seeing garbage left by people on the beach. It's something that can be completely avoided, and I appreciate everybody to, you know, clean up after yourselves. I want to thank the police department and Mark for helping out with the put the cones at the crosswalks. It is helping a little bit, but I also want to put out to the public, please keep an eye out for the crosswalks. If you see somebody at the crosswalk, please slow down if you can and stop. I understand if there's cars behind you, you don't see it, but it's understandable. But more and more often, I'm seeing people that just are not paying attention when they come to the crosswalks. And I've yelled at a few people crossing with my dog, and make a complete ass of themselves. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, but they stop. So please just be aware of the crosswalks and watch out for our pedestrians. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff. This week, the Public Safety Committee will be meeting on EMS matter. So, we'll talk to the rest of the committee. We have a regular meeting for me. We'll give you the mayor and council to report.
Mayor, I know some members of the public have been asking questions with respect to. So where the effort is with respect to the school realignment conversations with our neighbors. I'm wondering if you have heard conversations with the town.
Yes, that's going to be my update tonight.
Okay.
I
set you up, so then there you go.
Thanks. I'll give you a dollar later.
Yeah.
Anything else yet for you?
No.
The tax bill's been mailed out already, so we should be receiving it this week. And with that, we included a borough update, so it's kind of twofer. We wanted to throw some general updates. One of them being on the school regionalization status. Right now, we're in good shape. We there's nothing else we can do this current at the point in time. We passed two resolutions needed to progress from including the revised feasibility study of possibly joining the district with the Highlands and Lake Highlands. Administrator Joe has been in pretty constant contact with their VAs, and I've also been in contact with the mayors. So we're all on the same page right now. Just because of time constraints and how, you know, by the time the governor signs off the legislation and everything, we're going to shoot, as of today, we're going to shoot for a town hall meetings probably in the first half of 2022. And then we will also, in all three towns, and then we will also shoot for a referendum vote at the general election of 2022 also. So aside from that, everything is in the works, and there's nothing else to do right now, but just stay tuned as it progresses. And our consultants are working on it, our attorneys are working on it, so we're in a good place right now. Aside from that, that pretty much ends the public portion of the meeting tonight. Then we go to the executive session with the Owens, so unless anybody else has any other comments, we're gonna go ahead and adjourn to go into the executive session. We come out, we're not with any more public action.
All right. Sorry, I have a question. I should have asked at the beginning, but Owen Duan, 10 Church Street, what's the timeline for both the Rumson Seabright Bridge project? I know that the Dunkin' Donuts has been closed for a long time and it's just kind of sitting empty. Just curious what the timing is for that project, and also for Haven, the big project along the riverfront. I think it's been approved at this point. I'm just curious.
The riverfront project still has to go through
National
planning. Yeah, they're not there yet.
Okay.
It is in progress.
What about the bridge?
Yeah, last I heard that it's a county project, as you know, and I believe they're going to try to start the project by the end of this year.
Okay.
And then they're going to keep the current bridge intact. I think it's about a year and a half process to build a new one south of the existing bridge.
Yeah.
So to keep the existing one functional, and then after that, they'll demo the current bridge, once they have the second one open and in use, and then I'll have it in 6 months.
So you probably should construct it at least 2 to 2.5 years.
Oh, nice. I should have asked.
Thanks. All right, would anybody make a motion to go to executive session?
Second.